We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, another big game coming up on Thursday for the University of Miami women's basketball team, FSU at the Watsco Center. Canes are 15-8 this season, 8-4 in conference play, and knocking on the door of a top four, of the top four inside the ACC, basically like half a game out because Virginia Tech has played one more game. At any rate, Katie Meyer joins us right now on the show. Katie, good evening. How are you?
I'm good, Joe. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. So far, so good. Had a nice, fun time last night. I noticed your players behind the bench last night, and when Nigel Pack had his putback slam dunk, they went crazy.
Well, yeah. No, I mean, those programs are pretty tight. We share a training room. We share a weight room. We share, you know, the facility all the time. So they hang out more than probably any other students on campus. They're together a lot. So they're very supportive.
Yeah, that's good. I thought it was really cool. I think that's, that camaraderie is maybe what college is all about. I thought it was really cool.
Well, it's nice to be in town with each other, like the way they have us traveling. We're at Clemson, we leave, they go. It's been like kind of crazy, but it was nice to have two home games there.
All right, let's start with Clemson.
Wins.
Yeah, well, you go on the road and you win in overtime at Clemson. That was a huge victory for you.
I think that really was a separation game in terms of league standings and stuff. And then following that up with Georgia Tech, those were two games that, at Clemson is very difficult. We all know that. Any away game is really tough. And then we had Georgia Tech coming in here on a on a great winning streak, having just won a top 25 game. So, you never say, well, you expect to win that, but those are games that they kill you if you don't win them, and they don't do a lot for you when you win them, except that you have to win them. And that's where we're at in terms of if you want to be in the top four in the conference.
Yeah. Florida State's coming in. I want to touch on that real fast. Make sure you've got a great crowd for that one. That's going to be a big game for you on Thursday.
It's enormous. For a lot of implications and standings and rankings and NCAA and net and everything. Everything's really on the line. And this is an opportunity game for us, and I think that's how we're approaching it. So, Florida State's done an incredible job this year, just an incredible job. And that was one of our first conference games, and it was the day before you go home for Christmas, and neither team honestly played any defense in that game. And it was like 85-92. You haven't seen those scores in a minute, but it was one of those games. And so now I think it'll be more of a defensive battle, but very, very talented offensive team in Florida State.
So 3 out of 4, the last win against Georgia Tech, that was Sunday, 64-58. And again, Jasmine Roberts shows up for you and plays big minutes and gives you 13 points.
No, and basically two game winners from Jazz this week. So I'm so proud of her for getting ACC Player of the Week. I told her when I called her and she was waking up from a nap, and I said, hey, ACC Player of the Weeks don't take a nap. And she was very confused. She's like, what? And I'm like, wake up. ACC Player of the Weeks don't take naps. She was like, oh, coach, I'm taking a nap before class. I said, Jazz, there are 15 ACC programs. There are 15 roster spots on each team. There are 225 young ladies up for this award every week, and you got it. And, I think it was a math class she was waking up for, so she had to do the math to figure out what I was trying to tell her. But what a super, super young lady. Just an incredible person, faithful, confident, stayed with us, so coachable. And I think it's one of those stories where you're like, she might not always agree with the information that she was getting, but she, if there was a nugget that would help her be better, she didn't get her feelings hurt. She'd say, okay, well, I'm going to get better, so whatever I need to hear, I'm going to hear it, And so I think that was – the team was very proud of her because she's stuck with it so much.
How have you managed to move your pieces around? For example, Jasmine was not a starter. She goes into the lineup when Destiny Harden gets hurt, but then she's hard to move out of the lineup. But so she stays in the lineup, and Destiny Harden comes back in the lineup. So that means someone else has to go out.
Right. I mean, that's coaching. You know, that's the decisions that we need to make. And Carla Arjavec is not done anything wrong, but it was like the way Jazz was playing, and then Destiny came back, and Des was killing it before she was hurt. So you move a spot here, you move a spot there. What's happened is our rebounding's been a lot better in that lineup. And it, you know, in February, the physical players, they really, really separate themselves. And I've learned that going in this league that, you know, in the first couple games, maybe you can be fancy and cute and fast and you know, evasive. But in the end, it's a slugfest. And your physical players are going to get a majority of the minutes. And the plays at the end of the game usually aren't some very pretty soft thing. It's a difficult, you know, elevated offensive rebound or something that involves hustle and grit. And that's what Jazz and Destiny have been bringing. And so has Lola. Lola Pendonti's just playing out of her mind lately in terms of those categories.
Yeah, seven rebounds in the game against Georgia Tech. Then Haley Cavender has been very consistent for you all year, right? Probably has a little bit of an off game against Georgia Tech. And here comes her sister, who plays a little bit more in that particular game.
Great.
And she scores 12 points.
No, and that's the thing. Like, the rotation had been, you start, and then you want to make sure that if Haley's still fresh, then you get Hannah and Haley out there together because they do have a special chemistry. And so that rotation had been, you know, that. And so it went, you know, either Lashae Dwyer or Hannah coming in first guard off the bench. And what happened was we subbed out Haley and put in Hannah and kind of kept doing that. They didn't get as many minutes together as they normally get, but we couldn't not have a scoring threat on the court against Georgia Tech and against Clemson because of the way they were playing Haley. So Hannah's a nice little, she's great. I mean, she's been playing out of her mind, and her, you know, some players, like, they dribble into trouble. And as a coach, you get that feeling like, uh-oh, yeah, get the timeout ready. But whenever Hannah gets into any type of trouble, it's like, nah, she's not really in trouble. She's probably baiting the other team. She's got incredible vision. And so it's nice to be able to trust the player with the ball as much as we've been trusting Hannah, late game especially.
This Clemson game, by the way, that was is that like a classic ACC game, right? It's tense and edgy at halftime. Then the third quarter, you outscore them 23-9, but in the fourth quarter at home, they make a nice run to send it into overtime.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, and we've had two fourth quarters lately where we're actually executing plays. We are actually okay with the shots that we're getting, right? And they're not going in. And at Clemson, the other team, Clemson, was just the best offensive quarter they've had all year, you know. And so we lost the lead. But, like, at home against Georgia Tech, we were executing the plays we were missing, but Georgia Tech was missing. And then they got hot for a minute there. And so, you know, the answer, it's like, can you answer? I mean, you'd love to be consistent and shoot 50% the whole game, and every quarter you're fresh and everything else. But I'm telling you that it's you know, if you've never lived through an ACC season as a player, you have no idea how hard it is. You know, I heard Coach L talking about their travel, and us too. We got back from Clemson 2:33 in the morning, you know, turned around and had to get another game. And like you say, you can't even practice. You're just like walking through saying, okay, you know, this is a huge game, but what can we do? And so I think people don't understand that being in Miami, right? If you're at Duke, if you're at Wake, if you're at NC State, if you're at Carolina, if you're at Clemson, you're driving, you know, you're home. Like, you might have an away game, but you literally may be sleeping in your home bed for like 2 weeks straight. We never, and you know it because you travel, it is just harder for us. And I think that that's where you see whenever you win a road game and people are like, oh, wow, you know, phew, and all that stuff. I'm like, listen, no, we celebrate these like crazy because road games are really, really road games for us. It's 2 days. It's travel. It's uncomfortable. It's, you know, and some of these teams are, you know, not in that same situation. So that's huge for us.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my day straight, as a matter of fact. Today's Tuesday, which had me a little bit off kilter. Florida State for you on Thursday. And then you're back on the road to Durham, going back to your school to take on Duke, who right now sits on top
of the
ACC.
That's not my school anymore. You know that.
But they still have a picture of you there. I saw it the other day.
Okay. I definitely went there, but we all know what my school is.
I know. That's right. That's true. I stand corrected. I stand corrected. You are orange and green all the way through.
Yep.
Yep. And you would love nothing better than to beat your old school, the place you went to.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. Right now, our next two games, they're the top three, top three teams in the league. Duke's leading, and Florida State is right there. And Florida State has they have six games left, four of them are on the road. And I know they're going to be tight because that's a lot of pressure. And Duke has a tough schedule coming down the stretch too. So, you know, you look at we break it up into thirds. So we play 18 conference games. So, you know, six and six and six. You do it by thirds to really keep your kids narrow. So we went 4-2 in the first third, losing the first two and then winning four in a row. The second third, we ended up going 4-2 as well. Two wins, two losses, picked up two more wins. And so this last third is like everything's on the line. But, you know, when you look at who you play and where you play them, our opportunities, the teams that are above us in the standings, these are the next two games. I mean, these are the two huge opportunities for us.
Florida State and Duke both having kind of like bounce back seasons this year, right? Is there something they did in common? Has this come down to recruiting, or what were the biggest changes for those two teams?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of cyclical. I think that, Duke, that during COVID, they actually didn't compete and they were able to sort of, I don't know, take some time to really be a new coach and get your culture in and recruit and hit the portal pretty hard. And they kind of used that, I think, to vault them moving forward. And Florida State had a coaching change, but Brooke is just phenomenal. And she replaced a legend in Sue Semero, who's really a great coach, and Brooke learned very well. And so they had that year of transition. And I think that, their rosters they're extremely talented, but the ACC in the net, okay, 14 of our 15 teams are in the top 80 in the net. Like, it's ridiculous. Every team in our league thinks they're going to the tournament except for Pitt. Like, really, they're all playing for that right now. So it's as talented as the conference ever been. It's absolutely by far the number one conference in America. The parity is ridiculous. It's as good. The rosters are as good top to bottom as I've ever seen, and I've been in the ACC for a lot of years.
Thursday night, 6 o'clock, Florida State at the Watsco Center. We saw what that home court can be. Saw a good example of it last night, and we can duplicate that on Thursday night for Florida State.
Yeah, and I got a shout out to our crowd on Sunday. What an awesome energy. The student section was lit. It was wonderful. It helped us when we lost our legs a little bit. And then in the fourth quarter when the students are there and you're going into your own basket and there's so much good energy in that quadrant of the arena. And gosh, we need it again because this Florida State game means a lot. And it's a great, it is a really big moment to show up and support our girls.
Yeah, it's Florida State. That's all we have to say, right? It's Florida State.
Exactly. That's it. Let's go. Come on, Miami.
It's the team from up north. That's who's coming here.
That's right.
All right. Congrats on the win at Clemson and the win against Georgia Tech. And the very best of luck against Florida State on Thursday night, 6 o'clock at the Watsco Center.
Good week for basketball down here. Let's have another good week, Miami. Let's go.
Yep. All right, Katie. Thanks very much.
Thanks,
appreciate it, Coach. All right. University of Miami head coach Katie Meyer. Thanks to Jim Larinaga for joining us, Alex Mirabal with Josh Darrow, and Gino Damari for being with us as well. Canes back in action, the men on Saturday against Louisville. We'll have that game on the Shark, FM 104.3. Okay, more football talk coming up with the Great Blue. The legendary Larry Bluestein is coming up next. So stay tuned for more great high school and college football discussion with Larry Bluestein straight ahead right here on QAM.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.